State House budget writers have restored much of the ferry system cut proposed by the governor for the next fiscal year. The House Finance Committee has added about $2.1 million to the Alaska Marine Highway budget. Governor Bill Walker's spending plan, released in December, included $2.8 million, or 2% less than this year's budget. Marine highway officials say they did not request the extra money. Spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says if it makes it through the budget process, the system will add a little more than 7 weeks of sailings.
That service would likely be added in May and June of 2018, and that would be to the vessel Fairweather, and it would add 3 port calls per week to Lynn Canal, and then 1 additional run per week between Sitka and Juneau.
The Fairweather is a fast ferry that carries a little more than 200 passengers. It can also hold about 30 cars and trucks. Ketchikan Independent Representative Dan Ortez proposed the increased funding.
Mainly it came out of the numerous comments that I received that talked about real issues that have developed because of the overall reduction in service that the Marine Highway System has had to adapt to due to their reduced funding.
He says one hotel owner told him cuts have cost him $100,000 in business. Others say reduced ferry service makes travel more expensive, including trips for food or medical care. Ortez says marine highway reductions have totaled about 13% over 2 years. He says the rest of the transportation department has had far fewer cuts, and he wants to reduce the difference.
While it certainly doesn't equate to complete equity, it puts the whole equity picture a little bit closer to parity between coastal Alaska and the money we spend on roads and airports and things like that.
Ortez did not specify how the money should be used.